traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of shonen and shoujo, but of all genre. An isekai into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of animation. That's a subtitle up ahead. Your next stop, the anime death spiral.
Welcome back to the cornfield, where we've all been wished.
Welcome back to Aunt Bee's pond.
He's playing with his little Gokus. Mm-hmm. Goku can beat anyone, right, Dad?
Yeah.
Yes, Timmy. Yes, of course he can. Yes. Oh, there's no one who would lose to Goku, son.
Cloud and Teeth are OTP, right, Dad? Oh, God, his shipping is so bad.
No, please. No, don't break. I can't take it anymore. It's of course it's Aerith, you stupid child. Ah!
I don't like you anymore. I'm banning you from the forum. Oh, man.
Oh, what was that kid's name? Was it Timmy? I always call him Timmy, but I don't think his name was actually Timmy.
No, Timmy is from Lassie. Little Timmy's in the well.
Little Timmy. It's been a long time since I watched Twilight Zone.
Yeah. It'll come to me later. So we have a special episode for you today. It is, once again, that time of year where we have to look back at the previous 12 months of Anime Death Spiral and take a in memoriam of series read and watched past.
We need to just take a really good hard look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Reevaluate some things, do some soul searching.
Yeah, take a cold shower, kind of realize, you know, what is going on? What is happening here? Why are we doing this?
I mean, hopefully by the end of this episode, I'll finally have an answer to that question because I still don't know.
I didn't come to a conclusion last year. I'm not super optimistic about this year, but well, let's give it a shot and see what happens, right?
All right. I think that the only way to go about this is to just jump headlong right into it. We have a list here.
Well, you don't want to hear about my movie experience?
Oh, well, I just figured we'd get to that when we get to its entry on the list. But if you want to lead, be my guest.
I suppose that's fine. Okay. Like last year, we have gone back, compiled the list of the entire year's anime, manga, etc., other category into a master list. And last year, we just threw it out there, sloppy style, sloppy mm-hmm. boy style.
Oh, yeah. Messy.
This year, I actually wanted to do some data visualization, some kind of quantizing of our experiences.
This is for you STEM guys out there.
Yeah.
And gals. And gyarus.
And STEM guys.
STEM gyarus.
You STEM gyarus. You're stimming. That's why they're always twirling their hair. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a stimming technique.
No, I totally picked that up. Gyarus are ADD coded.
In a way that allows us to, you know, determine whether we are getting better or worse, because I feel like that is really the importance of this episode, is to decide what the fuck is happening here.
Sorry, I want to say that right prior to this recording, we did go over last year's list. We went through it super fast, gave some numerical values to the stuff that we liked, and I just wish that we'd come up with a better system, I guess, than giving it like a grade percentage, like we're in middle school.
There is no better system. This is it. This is what we got.
Hear that? The American education system got it right the first time.
This is all we could do.
Anyway, go on. Explain our system here and what we gave last year.
We went back to last year's list and evaluated the entire year's worth of anime, manga, etc. And we came up with a sort of numerical representation of quality. Nate, you want to give us the number?
Well, we graded everything.
No, don't reveal the secrets of the trade. Come
on. Bleep that part out. Bleep that part out.
I'm bleeping that out. No, that is our business. That's not their business.
Okay, all right.
I just want to give them the number.
All right. Well, we ended up with a total score of last year for our total watch list of 268.
268 out of
God, what was it?
398.
268 out of 398, of course, giving us a letter grade percentage of 67%.
That's right, folks. An entire year's worth of manga and anime accounted for about 67% quality.
And yeah, so we enjoyed collectively, averaged out, 67% of all things that we consumed, anime and manga-wise, etc., last year. Now, you may be thinking that 67%, that is, as I was saying, just barely a D+. Like, could just barely maybe count as a D+. Doesn't sound too good, does it?
I mean, yeah, if you want to look at it that way, I say, hey, you know what? I don't know about you folks, but if you enjoy more than 50% of the things that you consume entertainment-wise, I think you're coming out on top, frankly. No,
well, I was getting to that. I agree with that concept. I think that if you look at it that way, we enjoyed a pretty healthy, you know, margin above 50% of stuff that we liked, right? That's not that bad. It could be a lot worse.
It could be way worse. Frankly, an entire year's worth of anime and manga, I feel like that's a hell of a hit rate. I'm very excited to see how this year stacks up to last.
Now, I do want to say, though, it goes against my personal core ethos.
Your religion?
Yeah, my personal beliefs, my personal holy held beliefs. That
you're the special Catholicism you belong to.
Yeah, Moe Catholicism. We're a faction group.
Reformist faction.
Yeah, no, we all worship the Virgin Mary, who is Kawaii.
The anime Pope, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Something obviously covered in D Gray Man, but we don't have to go back. That was last year.
No, what I was trying to say is it goes against my personal core belief that anime and manga is, by and large, categorically bad, and bad for you.
You have maintained this for a while.
Yeah, and so coming out saying that we are mostly positive-minded towards what we consumed, at least, that is concerning to me.
I think it is a kind of a representation of our schism, because I'm willing to humor Nate's long-held grudge, but frankly, I do not hate anime and manga. I hate the corruption that exists within anime and manga. This is not an ACAB situation where it is the institution itself that is rotting. This is, in fact, the reverse. I'm trying not to let the few bad apples ruin the bunch.
I see. But, I mean, you know, the saying is that a few bad apples do ruin the bunch. Because that is how apples work.
I know. That's why I'm desperately pruning them with all my strength. I'm out here digging through the barrel every single day trying to toss these bad apples.
All right.
And I need a little bit of help from you guys. I am not receiving the kind of support that I need for this monumentous task.
It is a harrowing, Herculean thing that we're trying to do here. The least that you are loyal and devoted, true believing listeners could do is, you know, leave a comment, talk to us, give us a little bit of support, some encouraging words every now and then. Also money. Give me money.
I was going to say, start flaming the comics we tell you to flame.
Oh, you want to start a crusade?
Yeah, no, I need like a human wave attack against my enemies in a way that I can kind of use to truly influence the medium and the industry.
We need you, dear listeners, to enable our megalomaniacal tendencies, you know, to make us feel good about ourselves.
I mean, that's part of it for sure. I would definitely feel good if I had power. I think power kind of rules it. It feels good to wield it, you know?
Yeah.
But ultimately, I am virtuous, so I wouldn't abuse that power. I would use it for the good of the many.
I see. So you envision yourself some kind of like Plutonian philosopher king.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think of myself already in that way, just, you know, without my holy crusaders.
I see. All right. Well, shall we come down to the masses, the thronging masses of anime fans with our 17 tablets of commandments, roughly?
Yes. We have compiled an entire year's worth of anime, manga, etc., totaling a whopping 193 entries. Do you want to quickly do the math on that? That is more than two a week.
That is, what, 193, carry the four, divide by seven, square root of 14.
We're almost at three a week.
Almost at three a week. That's what I was about to say.
Sorry, I didn't mean to preempt you there.
Which I think is a, you know, healthy, if not slightly conservative, intake of anime, especially compared to so many of the addicts that we deal with on a daily basis for this kind of thing.
Well, I will say, out of politeness, I did not go through this and mark the ones that are me and the ones that are you. So
I think it's fair to say that it's roughly a 3-to-1 ratio of you to me here.
I don't want to say it's 75% me. That would make me feel bad.
I don't want to say that I'm personally dragging down this average so much that it makes you look like a moderate consumer of the medium.
Okay, let's ignore that aspect and let's get to it. This was 2024 plus a couple months of 23. Consider it sort of like the Oscars, where we're on a lag.
Yeah, it's March to March. That's our award season schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
Right after the Emmys, right after the Country Music Awards, we can come in right at the end and take all the glory.
Yeah, the Golden Globes, the BAFTAs, of course, were mm-hmm. earlier.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Hey, did you see David Tennant singing 500 Miles at the BAFTAs? I cried.
You watch that British shit?
I mean, no.
Okay, let's get to the list.
All right.
Let's
jump right in and see if you still like anime after getting through this first section here.
Okay, you start us off.
All right.
Because I believe this first one was you, if I can even remember
I'll own up to it. Number one on our list is Michan Wants to Be Kept. This is, of course, the one about the guy who wants to fuck his cat.
I hate it. I hate that.
Yeah, no, I am also giving it a thumbs down.
All right. So, as we mentioned earlier, Nate and I are both going to weigh in here. Is possible to score somewhere between a 0 and a 2.
Oh, so now we're laying it out on the
table. And Michan Wants to Be Kept is very... Hey, come on. I didn't say that mm-hmm. was...
Okay, no, go
just
on.
Just laying
on.
It out here. Michan, of course, is a 0. This is a perfect representation of our score. Michan will not be counted towards the total. I have very little say about this, except it's disgusting. Okay, number 2. Of course, is Smoking Behind the Convenience Store with You. Also, I'm just viscerally repulsed by this one.
You know what? I'm actually going to have to give it my blessing. I like this one. I'm still keeping up
with
it.
You like that one. The guy who's trying to fuck the convenience store.
I just want to know if he's going to figure out that this chick is the same person as the other one. This is, of course, an age gap romance about a convenience store clerk who is pretending to be two people. One who does smoke and one who does not.
Okay, but she's not pretending, right? It's just he's stupid.
No, she uses different names.
Wow, I don't know if I ever... knew that.
Yeah, no, she has an alias that she goes by when she's in her punk outfit.
Oh, she just doesn't want customers to, like, stalk her.
No, she uses her real name with everybody but this guy. She's only lying to him.
Oh, that's awful. That's really stupid. That's terrible.
I'm giving it a 1.
Okay, that's a 0 for me, dog. That's a bad. Cigarholic. Ooh, boy. I can't believe we're already here. Mm-hmm. I'm sinking into despair. Cigarholic.
Well, this is from when we did our episode about smoking anime.
Yes. Cigarholic is, of course, the manga about the world where vapes take on the appearance of young women. To smoke them, you have to make out with them.
That's going to be a no from me.
This is really one of the most abhorrent things ever conceived of.
Yeah. No. 0.
You know, the problem with Cigarholic is actually the art is quite good. Thus reinforcing my belief that pretty much the more perverted you are, somehow that makes you a better artist.
Mm-hmm. Now, this next one is gonna surprise you with my take. Tobacco Chan, which is the one about the guy who summons a little girl, a girlfriend, by smoking.
Well, he doesn't summon her. She is the cigarette. When he smokes the cigarette, he's smoking her.
And I'm gonna have to actually give that a thumbs up. That's,
you like that one?
I like that one, actually.
Oh, that's a bad. I don't like that one.
Smoking's cool. It's sexy and makes
smoking
you smell good.
Smoking is obviously cool, and it makes you look cool, and it makes you cooler. But moe is bad. Moe is bad for you, much like nicotine is bad for you.
I'd say it's even worse.
All right, this next one is called Basilisk. This is pretty legendary. Do you remember this one?
Yeah, this is ninjas. Yeah, very classic.
This is ninjas.
Very classic type of ninjas.
This is Romeo and Juliet. I don't remember. One of them's the Iga clan. What's the other famous ninja clan? The Koga.
Yeah, the Koga.
It's the Iga versus Koga clans, Romeo and Juliet story. This is sort of in the like Ninja Scroll era of neo-feudal, grimdark romance anime style. The anime is very good. The manga is very good. I adore Basilisk, and I think this is essential reading for anybody who has any more than a passing interest in manga.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, we got our first two.
Yay!
Okay, next up we have Unicorn Overlord, the new game from the makers of Odin Sphere.
You could say that. This is, of course, George Kamitami continuing his work of drawing incredibly delicious looking food and scantily clad women. This time he has decided to make a better Fire Emblem, and he succeeded.
Give it in a two.
Unicorn Overlord kicks ass. It's great.
Hell yeah.
It's a better Fire Emblem. The dude just did it.
They should put Dragon's Crown characters in the next Smash update.
God, I would love that. Dragon Crown is so good. All right. The next one is, of course, Ju Ninpo Makai Tensei, and I talked about this in connection with Basilisk because this is another one from the same author, Segawa Masaki. Sorry.
He's just butchering it.
Written by Futaro Yamada. This is sort of a historical drama, again, about like ninja and samurai from the 1700s, 1600s. This time, of course, it's about these incredibly famous historical figures being reborn as immortal demons through the use of, well, let's just say it, the wombs of slave women.
Oh, I don't like that. Thumbs down.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's good. It's good. It's fucking wild. It's a wild one.
Now, I'm making harsh and snap judgments today. That's a no from me.
That's fine. We got to keep this moving.
All right. Next up, of course, we have Dungeon Meshi, manga and anime.
Love it.
I think it's safe to say love it. Give it a two.
Love it. Less said there, the better.
All right. Next up.
The next one is, of course, Ishida, which I've talked about quite a lot. It is still running. I'm still really enjoying it. I have to say it's almost at the point where I am tempted, and cover your ears, Nate.
Oh.
I'm actually tempted to read the novel that this is based on. That's how much I am enjoying Ishida.
People should know that may be the highest compliment that Remy could ever give to a work, is seeking out supplemental material.
Well, it's based on the novel, so, you know, the other way around. But I do want to assure you, dear listener, I'm not going to read that book. I've just been thinking about it.
Still. All right. Well, I think it's safe to say that I'm giving a thumbs up to Hokkaido Gals are super adorable. Come on. Who couldn't?
I couldn't. I hate Hokkaido Gals. It's fucking awful.
All right. That's a one.
Terrible.
All right.
Awful.
Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma
2, I'm assuming. Or did you play the first one?
The second video game. I've played both, but I only really completed the second one. Well, completed in quotes, because it sort of just continues going for a really long time. Dragon's Dogma kicks ass. Dragon's Dogma is great. If you've never played Dragon's Dogma, it's a game where you like jump on giant monsters' backs and like stab them in the neck and stuff and like crawl around on their bellies. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Incredible.
It's got a fun character creator. Giving that one a two. Next we have Go Go Loser Ranger. Obviously, we talked about this a bunch on several different episodes.
Yes, I happen to remember this is the one where you finally made the connection between shonen anime and wrestling.
Yes.
Do you remember that? It was like a divine revelation.
That was a big light bulb moment for me.
Yes, yes. It's fantastic. I'm still reading it. I'm keeping up on it. We're really breaking some new ground in the manga right now. Things are really getting wild. I love Go Go Loser Ranger. Sentai Daishikaku. Fucking great.
All right. What's next?
Okay, the next one, and I shudder to even bring it up because it's unfortunately still going strong. Kaiju number 8. I don't really have much more to say that we didn't say then. The first issue is still really great and promising. Everything that follows afterwards just betrays the great premise that they started with. Kaiju number 8 has only become more and more gray goo slop since the dude became a small kaiju. I've pretty much completely written off the series. That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, no, I pretty much agree to all of that. Abandoning the premise is an unfortunately cardinal and increasingly common sin these days. So, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
All right, well, I liked this next one. We've got the Spice and Wolf remake series. Spice and Wolf Brotherhood.
I can't get past the little girl thing, man. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Hey, to be fair, the remake series, she's not even naked at all. She is like naked for most of the original series, and it's weird. They clothe her right up in this one
because of laws, or
yeah, no, because of laws,
new laws.
Yeah, international distribution laws and what you're allowed to pay for with a credit card.
Okay.
I'm going to give this a one. Okay. You next watched the Black Butler...
Black Butler...
Homeroom Academy arc.
Unfortunately, this was the British boarding school arc. The kind of sort of newer one. Though actually a new one has also just been announced. Black Butler combined with British boarding schools is probably the most pedophile energy you could possibly contain within an anime show that's not actually about pedophilia.
Yeah, that's a no from me.
I do not like Black Butler.
They made it weird. all right, what about Windbreaker?
Windbreaker.
And this is not a series about farting.
Oh, God, do you really? Please. Can we please keep this civil? I never watched Windbreaker. I had no interest in yet another high school delinquent show. That's it.
Yeah. All right. I watched the first couple of episodes. It was okay. I didn't see anything super bad about it other than it being generic. I'm going to give it a one. Check it out.
I don't have time for generic.
Well.
Jellyfish cannot swim at night.
Yeah.
Didn't watch.
You didn't watch it. I watched a little bit of it. It's cute. Yes. Give it a one.
kind of apathetic girls wandering through the city at night.
And that's my shit.
Yeah.
You watched The Fabaru.
I did watch The Fable. I also watched, I think I watched the first episode of the live action version of it too, which is very strange. I've read Fable 1 and Fable 2, and I'm excited for Fable 3, which is just starting now. I like The Fable. I do not like assassins or hitmen or any of that shit, really. So the fact that I like this one caught me by surprise. It's cute. It's funny. It's weird. It reminds me a lot of another one I'm reading right now that will be further down on the list. It's good.
All right. Well, we're going to give that one a two then. How about this was the showdown of the century. Hanma Baki versus Kengan Ashura.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the fight scenes. Which were admittedly dope as fuck. They do some crazy ass shit.
They're good.
Yeah,
they should. Who won?
Baki, of course. Baki
okay.
won.
Okay, good. Baki has
well
to
actually you know, they team up and have to like tag team Yujiro at the end, and he kind of like does his whole "you guys aren't strong enough to really beat me, I'm out of here."
Well, they aren't.
No, they aren't.
To be fair, they aren't.
He is peak human. P peak physical specimen.
He's the strongest human.
All right. Well, you didn't watch it. I watched it. I liked it. I'm going to give it a one.
God's Games We Play. This is one that I assigned to you.
Yeah, no, this is the death game, right?
This was the not death game.
Not death game.
Not an actual death game.
Yeah. No, I like this one. I don't have anything bad to say against it. I don't quite remember the chapters that I read, but it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Make of that what you will. Give it a 20.
Give it a 20. Re-monster. I hate it.
No.
I hate it.
Zero.
Absolutely awful. Okay, High Speed Etoile.
French in the title. That's a no from me.
It is about girls who race cars, except if I remember the premise correctly, they're actually just eye candy because the race cars are driven by onboard AI.
Honestly, I'm willing to give this a thumbs up just because they totally reversed the girl in a box to pilot your spaceship trope, right? Now you just have a girl in a car and she does nothing. Well, the robot pilots the car. I think that's funny.
I didn't watch it. Maybe I'm misconstruing that, but the fact that it's High Speed Etoile, Etoile of course means star, leads me to believe that it is like they're the idols of the racing world. So they're just there to be like the girl.
Yeah, they're track girls.
Yeah, but they actually put him in the car for some reason. Okay, whatever. And I did not like it. I didn't like this.
Zero. Yata Garasu.
I did not watch this one.
Yeah, you did. That was the one about the people that turned into crows.
Oh, shit, you're right. The crows. I completely forgot.
You had a whole thing about the crow people.
Oh, man, you're right. This one. Yata Garasu. The crow people. The crow people were like indentured servants. Yes, it's all coming back to me now. Mm-hmm. I was really intrigued by the whole crow people are like a lower class in this society, even though they have like sick ass magic powers.
Yeah.
I did not watch past the first few episodes because we just had to move on for some reason. But the legendary three-footed crow was born into like a peasant family.
Mm-hmm.
And he was gonna like shake up the world by like starting a crow revolution.
Yeah, he was crow Jesus crossed with crow.
Yeah,
like Fidel Castro.
I guess so. Yeah. I might go back and watch this one. It sounds awesome.
All right, giving it a one. That's a no from me.
Oh god.
Okay, well, I think it's both to say we're in agreement on what we think of Grandma and Grandpa Are Young Again.
Yeah, I was really disappointed to hear that this is just pervert shit.
Yeah, it's just pervert
of
shit.
Of all things.
It's, Grandma and Grandpa are hot, and then, like, their kids are attracted to them, and that is the entire joke of the series. It was weird. It made me feel weird, giving it a zero.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
All right.
This is another one of yours, Astro Note.
Astro Note. This is about the kooky alien princess who takes up running a like boarding house in Tokyo and all of the weird residents that live there. And, you know, it's all centered on the straight man character who's just a business guy. Who I guess has like his one character trait is that he's a really good amateur cook. And
great.
So, yeah, obviously that hits so many boxes for me. Big thumbs up. I liked it.
Yeah. Isn't it just the same premise as like The Angel Next Door and all those other fucking shows about like, oh, hey, a sexy mommy is going to take care of me.
I guess this was a little bit more tongue in cheek. It was very like, I don't know, madcap comedy vibes more than anything. You know, they were not taking themselves seriously. Lots of references to other anime, lots of self-depreciating jokes about the characters being like weird perverts. I thought it was funny. Nowhere near egregious as some of these other ones. So I like
it. I still don't like it. Okay. I do. That's a no.
Giving it a one. Butchigiri.
This was the weirdly Arabic genie show where the guy accidentally shoots himself in the head with the genie bullet and becomes a genie man.
Yeah.
Who has a genie best friend, and he uses the genie best friend to make lots of very homoerotic friends who are all really into him and his body. And he... there's one girl in the entire show and she hates his ass, even though his entire seemingly entire existence is bent towards sleeping with her. This is like the gayest anime that could possibly exist while still being in the closet. It's kind of wild. I like it.
Yeah, I like it just for that. I watched a little bit of it. It's fun. It's a fun one. It's for somebody.
It is so incredibly gay, and yet it refuses to drop the act. What a weird show.
Okay, well, giving that one a two. Next up, we have Witch and the Beast. This is, of course, about witches and their supernatural bodyguards trying to kill each other in like a weird magipunk kind of alternate history. I thought it was kick ass.
Yeah, that's sort of not really what it's about. I don't know where you got that.
Yeah, no, it's like about that.
It's one of my favorite manga. I think the anime probably did not hit as hard as it could have been. It could have really taken off, I think, in the right hands, but maybe it did not get the budget. Also, the manga is on indefinite hiatus. It is still one of my favorite manga, so I have to give it a yes. I love this.
I'm giving it a yes as well. I like the...
No, that is not the premise, just to make that clear. That is not the premise.
I think it is, but, you know, I'll give it a yes either way. Next up, the one we like so much we had to include it on here twice. Grandma and Grandpa Are Young Again, still giving it a zero.
That. Deleting that. Grim Variations. Now, you'll remember this is, of course, the anthology series of weird anime versions of Grimm's fairy tales. A lot of them seem to have like a sci-fi bent to them. There's a really strange collection of stories here. I like it. It's cool.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, so that's going to be a no for me because I do not like the Grimm's fairy tales.
They're good. What are you talking about? Come on.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, no, never mind. I don't like anime. That's what I don't like about it.
Great, great. So you want to go back and revise all your yeses?
I'm going to give that a one. Next up, we've got Tonari no Yokai-san, which is the one about the girl who moves to the countryside and all of her neighbors are yokai, spirit kind of creatures of Japanese mythology. And she has a talking cat and her neighbor is a Tengu guy.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
Which part, the cat or the neighbor?
No, the Tengu.
Yeah.
Tengus make me uncomfortable.
You don't like you. I mean, you wouldn't want your neighbors to be able to fly above your house, would you?
I don't like, it's just the nose. It's just the nose. It makes me uncomfortable. No. I just don't like it.
I see. All right. Yeah, you don't like the imagery, what it represents.
Yes. Yes. Mm. I hate it. Okay, moving on. That is a no.
I liked it. I'm going to give it a one.
All right, the next one is Whisper Me a Love Song. I believe this was one assigned to you as
now,
well.
Now, this is one of mine. I still like this. I've been reading the manga, keeping up with that as they release chapters. I think it's cute. It's a Yuri comic about a girl who is socially awkward, but a gifted guitarist and songwriter, and one of her classmates who has a crush on her because she is so enamored with her songwriting ability.
I wish that's how it worked in real life.
Well, you know, either way, you missed out on that opportunity.
God damn it. God damn it. Okay, I'm willing to be a yes on this one. I like Yuri.
Right,
this it does sound two. A little plain to me, but, you know, whatever.
You know, sometimes vanilla is fun.
Well, speaking of Thais Family, Code White is incredibly vanilla. There's really not a lot to it. It's a completely innocuous, pointless Spy Family side story that has basically nothing to do with the actual plot of Spy Family. It's just like a fun action movie that happens to feature Spy Family characters.
Now, all of that is true, but we did pay real money to see this in a movie theater, so I feel obligated to give it a thumbs up just to not appear foolish.
No, I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I liked watching it. Maybe it's because where we're at with Spy Family, where clearly there should have been some big story beats by now, and there just hasn't been. It's gotten me a little irritated that, like, maybe Spy Family is out of juice. Maybe it's done, you know?
Only time will tell. What about
what a brush
the fallout?
Off.
Yeah, total brush off. Oh, what more can we say? Oh. I liked Code White. It was fine. It was fine.
It was fine.
Just like Fallout, the TV series. It was fine.
It was fine. It was fine.
It was fine.
I don't hate it. You know, frankly, I will watch anything with Walton Goggins and...
Kyle MacLachlan, baby. Oh, man. I love that guy.
Yeah. He's okay. I prefer Goggins myself. I'm a justified man.
Well, they're both in it, so it's got something for everybody.
Yep.
All right. You know what was not fine was Crow Country, because it was great.
It was more than fine.
It was more than fine. It was adequate. I like this one. Fun little kind of like retro polygon style Resident Evil like, where you go around a creepy amusement park and fight weird mutant zombie creatures. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about it. It seemed fine.
You should check it out. I think you'd have a fun time.
Yeah, okay.
Giving that one a 2. I'm voting for you.
Okay, fair enough. You could take it. Ultramarine Magmel. This is a essentially a Korean, I believe, Hunter Hunter clone. The anime was on Netflix for a while. Let me make sure it actually is Korean. You know, there are tensions there. I don't want to. It is Chinese. Excuse me. It is a Chinese manhwa made into a Netflix anime. Oh, it's okay. It's really unfortunate that it is just yet another Hunter Hunter like. There was some interesting stuff. The anime doesn't really get to the most interesting stuff, so that's a little disappointing. I would say if you're interested at all to just read the comic, the anime isn't really worth watching. This is barely a yes.
I did not watch it, know nothing about it beyond your description, so that's going to be a no from me.
It's Hunter Hunter.
That doesn't...
Spidigan! just read fucking Hunter Hunter, you goddamn degenerate.
Make
Jesus
me.
Christ.
You want to fight about it? You want to air our laundry in front of the listeners right now?
It is getting embarrassing. I'm starting to get embarrassed.
All right, Spriggan.
Spriggan.
Now, you were probably talking about the recent series that they did of Spriggan. I watched the 1989 OVA movie of Spriggan, which has some pretty stellar animation direction by...
It was 98. It was the end 98? Of the
90s. Oh, man, I was off by a decade.
Yup.
Still, the 98, excuse me, OVA movie with action scenes directed by Katsuo Otomo. Looks great. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
It's Katsuhiro.
Katsuhiro Otomo.
It's Katsuhiro Otomo. It's good. It's very good. The movie is fantastic. The movie actually does a better job at telling the particular arc of the manga than the manga does, which is pretty rare. Doesn't always happen. Otomo's got a pretty good handle on things. I like the manga too, to be clear. They're both good. The newest one is a lot of 3D in that one. So this is a yes, but only because the manga and the 98 anime.
Fair enough. All right. Next, we have a spinoff / remake / live action adaptation.
No, boo. No, this is a no.
Well, maybe you should watch it. I actually liked Odd Taxi Route. I still did not watch the final episode because I got ahead of me. My attention is just so short-lived these days. But I like it. They do some different stuff than the animated series to differentiate itself. Still a fun little quirky heist mystery story. I think it's great.
Nope, hate it. Taking the animals out is the worst thing you could possibly do to that story.
Well, give it a shot. That's all I can say.
All right, Shogun.
Now, I am giving a thumbs up to the book. I did not watch the series. Did not have any interest in watching the new series.
Well, you should develop an interest because it's fucking great. It's really good. It's a really good show. We have a really good show.
A really good show.
Hiroyuki Sanada stars as basically a Nobunaga. It's beautifully shot. Sets are all great. It's beautifully acted. It's really compelling. Just awesome stuff. Fantastic.
All right. All right, next entry. I played Ghost of Tsushima when it came out for PC. I thought it was fine. Yeah, it's okay. It's, I feel like the heyday of big narrative-driven open world Ubisoft-style like checkpoint map games are thankfully maybe close to coming to an end as just like a broad game design genre.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but actually the Assassin's Creed Ninja game literally just came out.
Foiled again. Ubisoft,
we are literally in the era at the moment. This one is a yes from me because I did play a lot of it and enjoyed it, but really the only thing I really truly liked was the random duels. That was sick.
Yeah. I do want to say I did play the game in the black and white, like samurai film mode. Made a world of difference, especially in the duels.
Haughtily named Akira Kurosawa mode.
Yeah. You know, I question their decision to go that far in to tributing like him alone, because he did make a lot of samurai films. He was not the only director making samurai films, and they pull from a lot of sources. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't make a single Zatoichi.
Not even one.
Not even one. Okay, we've got Bartender, Glass of God, another entry in the seemingly endless anime bartender genre.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. I learned some cool cocktail recipes, got to see some stories. You know, it's
what's the best one?
Probably their recipe for an improved whiskey cocktail, which is a very, very classic drink that they completely change. I can't remember what they change about it exactly, but I remember thinking that is so far removed from what they say it is, it shouldn't even count anymore.
Was it like a whiskey sour, but they put like yuzu in it or something?
No, it was like they were using, instead of the regular bitters you're supposed to use, they were using some crazy, a non-conformist ingredient, let's say that. The bartending was all over the place. And again, it is about trying to obtain the ability, Glass of God, where you can basically make someone a drink so perfect for them, for that particular person, that it breaks their soul.
Yeah.
They become mind broken and enslaved to you.
Mine was an entire bottle of grape flavored vodka. Smirnoff.
We know how that ended up.
I've given it a yes because I like drinking.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Gal Gohan. This is such a huge fucking no for me, man. Oh my God.
I'm going to have to give it a no, even though I read the entire fucking thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I cannot endorse teachers having relationships with their students.
See, this is the real truth. I mean, you don't hate anime and manga. You hate yourself.
Hey, that's between me and my therapist.
It's just a reflection.
Okay, speaking of hating yourself, why don't you, what's your take on Happy Sugar Life?
I really like Happy Sugar Life. This is the kind of thing that I find really weird and uncomfortable to read, but at the same time, I really like the audacity of just doing something like an entire story about kidnapping a child and like being a serial killer and trying to frame all of that as some kind of like dark romance. I appreciate the audacity of that storytelling angle. I like it. It's awful. It's terrible.
Yeah, I was too gobsmacked to give it anything other than a thumbs up, but also don't read it. Do not recommend it, especially to people who may or may not respect you, because they will stop.
Oh, I would not recommend it, but I liked it.
All right, we've got more than a couple, less than lovers.
Yes.
That's also going to be a big no from me.
This was the punishment game that you assigned to me.
Yes.
Or more than a couple, less than lovers. The compulsory heterosexuality class in Japanese high school that coupled up random teenagers and forced them to live with each other under constant surveillance. This is objectively horrific. This is truly bad.
The author should absolutely be put in jail.
Yeah, that's a big no.
Big no for me.
We've got Dragon's Heaven.
On the other end of the curve, this is a huge thumbs up for me. This is the 80s OVA about like desert punk mechs fighting each other in a post-apocalyptic world inspired by the art of Moebius.
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 Moebius. Get it right.
Go check it out. It's dope as shit.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it, but frankly, how could you not like that premise? So that's right. That's definitely a yes. Next up, we've got Dead Dead Demons DDD Destruction.
Oh boy.
I watched a fair amount of this. I did not watch the movie version. I should really go back and finish this because I do really like it. This is one of those like, hey man, modern society sure is fucked, right? What if we allegoricize that by I don't know, having like a weird alien invasion that doesn't actually change anybody's day-to-day life because, hey, shit's fucked.
Yeah.
This is of course by Inio Asano, who did Goodnight Pun Pun, Mujina Into the Deep, a couple other notables. I really, really like his stuff. It's weird. It is a really weird, hard to articulate tone to it, but it's great. I really like it.
I did not watch it, but it's been on my list for a while. Everything that I see about it leads me to believe that, it's great.
I think Asano is like one of those guys who's important to modern manga. So
he's a canonical author in the literal sense of the word.
Yeah, he's done stuff that is important to the medium, which there's not too many on this list that I can say that about.
Well, you know, this next one I think may also be a contender, and that is, of course, My Senpai Is Annoying, which you will remember is the like four coma format gag manga about the adult woman who people are constantly mistaking for a child, like having a crush on her giant muscle-bound coworker.
Yes. Wow. Huh. Weird that's a thing. But sure. Yeah. No. That's
I'm going to have to give it a no.
Don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Don't check that one out. It's weird.
Also, I don't think you're allowed to call your senpai annoying. I think that's like against the rules, right?
Well, you're not supposed to call it to him to his face unless you're drunk. Then anything goes.
Anything goes, baby. All right, Tokyo Cannabis Special Ward.
Yeah.
This goes without saying. This is a yes.
What? Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Basically, anything that's about drug culture in Japan that is not a hysterical, dare-style fear-mongering is a big-ass yes, even when it's ill-informed like this one. I still like it.
All right. What about... Oh, God. This was not me, so it's got to be you. Unemployed Concentration Camp?
Unemployed Concentration Camp. Yes, you'll remember. This is a horror manga about a future Japan that tries to eliminate hikikomoriism by throwing all neets into a concentration camp where they are, let's call it, re-educated. This is a thriller about a man who worked for...
It's not a comedy.
He works for like a VC firm, and due to a rival at work, he is thrown into the camp where he, quote unquote, doesn't belong. And, you know, in traditional fashion, learns that maybe the way he looked at the world before was a little flawed. It's great. It's great. It's scary as hell, and it's weird. and it's just great.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it. What about, well, okay, this one, I think goes without saying, Vagabond, one of the all-time living classics, living legend, still technically going?
Sort of.
Or is it a Berserk situation?
No, it's not a Berserk situation. This is by Takehiko Inoue, who's famous for Slam Dunk, you will remember.
Mm-hmm.
Vagabond is sort of his, like, side project slash, like, I don't want to say magnum opus because maybe that's more importance than he puts on it, but sort of his, like, back burner artwork. It's great. It's an adaptation of a book about Miyamoto Musashi called Musashi, and it's just fantastic. It has some of the best artwork in manga, and it's a really interesting adaptation of a book about contemplating the role of samurai in Japanese society. I think it is yet another that is, like, monumentally important to manga, as modern manga as an art form.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, check it out. Okay. I do not remember this one, so you'll have to enlighten me. Hibikimi.
Hibikimi, what a great name.
Hey, Hibikimi. It's like Hakuna Matata.
This is about the two gay boys who end up living together.
Good for them.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
I'm pretty sure you read this one.
I probably did. Yeah. I'm trying to...
I don't remember a lot of the details. One of the boys, like, moves in with the other boy to, like, take care of him as compensation for, like, living there for free, and they have a relationship. That's all I remember.
Okay. I feel like maybe that was less a significant part of it than the fact that they were part of a movie club at school, and they're trying to write a screenplay together, and that's why they fall in love.
Oh, there was, like, a movie thing.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that part.
Yes, I remember this. Every Day With You is the English title. I liked it. I thought it was cute. It's a very much non-romanticized, like, boy love comic, in the sense that it's not specifically geared towards the female gaze. I liked it. I thought it was really fun, and I like the angle of these two people exploring their feelings for each other by, like, essentially writing themselves as characters into a screenplay, and the characters are allowed to express their feelings the way they want them to. I think that's really cool.
Sure, I like that. Okay, Konya mo neru nemu renai. That was hard to say.
Do not remember this one.
Okay, this one was about the guy who realizes he's gay, but he's never had a boyfriend. He tries to meet somebody over Tinder, but when he does, it turns out to be a demon.
Yeah, that's dope. Tinder is full of demons.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, God, I'm remembering now. It's so much worse than that. Sorry. He meets up with his first Tinder date, and it's a dude who tries to sexually assault him. And that's when the demon shows up and saves him from the sexual assault guy.
Oh, I do remember this one. Yes, now. Yeah.
Yes. God, I forgot about that part. Oh, my God. And so he has to, like, he just hangs out with this gay demon, and they kind of, like, fall in love.
Yeah, sure.
That's... thing what really threw me off was, like, it's not that serious. It's mostly kind of like a goofy rom-com, except for that first chapter where he almost gets assaulted by some random Tinder date.
It does lean into the whole get you know, word of mouth buzz on the first chapter with some shock value, and then they really mellow it out. I'm not a fan of that style of trying to grab readership.
Weird.
It is weird.
It's just weird.
But they're just playing the game. That's just how it works, I guess, because boy, does it happen a lot. I still think this one was okay.
I liked it. No, I liked it. It's all right.
All right. What about To Strip the Flesh?
To Strip the Flesh.
Short story anthology collection by Oto Toda.
Yes, this is Oto Toda, who was a assistant on, I believe, either Chainsaw Man or Hell's Paradise. I forget which one.
Both good titles to be an assistant on.
It's good work if you can get it. This was a short story collection sort of centering kind of queer themes. The headline story is about a trans man can't come out even though they are like basically moments away at any second, but they feel like they have to wait for their dad to die first because he genuinely believes the shock of it will kill him. It's really great. There's also a lot of other stories in there that are all fantastic, but that one is really, really interesting and cool. It's nice to see trans representation that is not played as a joke.
Ooh, and boy, does that happen.
Yep. Okay. Blade of the Immortal. This is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good one. This is maybe not like shake manga to its core level, but as far as kick-ass action manga, this is as good as it gets. This is the good shit.
Yeah, no, samurai action. I liked it. It was great.
It's fucking great. It's fucking great.
Thumbs up. All right. Let's see if I can pronounce this one. We've got...
Good luck.
Hachigatsu Kokonoka Boku wa Kimi ni Kuwaruru.
Yes. This is the one about the guy who attracts monster ladies.
You know what? I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I like me some monster ladies.
I like it too. I kind of got a little concerned when the plot became insanely convoluted later on, but I still liked it. I think it's cool.
This is the one about the monster girl who wants to eat this dude, but she has to protect him first from all the other monster girls that want to eat him.
Yeah, exactly. A common enough story.
Yeah.
But still compelling.
Yeah, I liked it. Oh, boy. All right. We've got Isekai Suicide Squad. Zero.
Yeah,
moving on.
That's no. My wife has no emotions. I described this as grotesque, I believe, at the time.
It is essentially about... imagine, like, the absolute worst outcome of a sequel to The Stepford Wives. That's what we've got here.
It's a heartwarming tale about a man who's trying to fuck his toaster. Enough said. I hate it.
Yeah, it's enough for me. Witch Hat Atelier. I like this one.
Atelier. Witch Hat Atelier is fantastic. It's been running for a really long time. It's sort of, you know, it plays it very straight down the middle in terms of, like, magical, like... kind of Witch Academy girls. This is your sort of Harry Potter-ish style, like a girl from the sticks realizes she's a magician. She goes to magician school, but it doesn't come with any of that like weird transphobe guilt. And it's also just straight up, it's much better than Harry Potter in every way. It's prettier to look at than Harry Potter. it's more charming.
I mean, I enjoyed their system of intricate, like, rune crafting as the magic system.
Yes,
you know?
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the anime is coming out fairly soon. So, big yes.
Yeah. Yes for me. Also, I'm going to give a yes to this next one. My Dear Friend Nokotan. It's just fun. Oh. It's goofy. I liked it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's going to have to be a no on my part.
Nothing disagreeable about this.
The joke kind of runs its course within, like, the first, I don't know, 6 or 7 chapters, and then immediately falls back on just a bunch of stupid shit I do not like, including a weird incestuous relationship right off the bat. Don't like it. Don't like it. Should have stuck with its main thing.
All right, next one. We've got, I can't even say it. You have to say it.
This is, of course, Nate's assignment, plus-sized elf.
That's a
I
no.
I didn't even have to recommend it to him.
It's a no from me.
It's a no from me, dog. No more needs to be said.
Yeah.
Shoshimin, How to Become Ordinary. This was incredibly confusing to me.
Now, this was not actually about becoming ordinary.
No, it was about becoming ordinary. It was about two high school kids who are somehow not ordinary, at least they consider themselves not ordinary, whose only ambition in life is to become ordinary. Now, the first episode, they're portrayed as ordinary, so not very compelling. not very compelling stuff.
Yeah.
I found it bizarre. Truly baffling to me. That's a no.
Yeah, that's a no from me. Okay. The Elusive Samurai. Now, that is about a kid who is extraordinary. He is extraordinary. He's got the moves.
Yeah.
He's got hot feet.
He's very fast.
Yeah.
And dexterous.
And he can do the flips.
Yeah. Now, this is, of course, really interesting one. The anime is beautifully animated for the most part, though they do introduce some CGI kind of in the middle of the season. The only problem for me is, of course, I hate monarchies. I am an anti-monarchist, and this story is all about restoring this this dumb little asshole to his family's seat of power, which I just find nauseating. Everything else I like about it.
ASAB. All samurais are bastards.
All shoguns are bastards.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty to look at. I'm going to give it a recommendation. It's got some cool action scenes.
Okay. Tasuketsu, Fate of the Majority. This was one of mine. This was a death game.
This is just death game by simple majority voting.
Yes. It's majority vote, though they do complicate the rules because you can find power-ups, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like this show because in the third episode, they just straight up kill the main characters, which I loved. But in the fourth episode, they bring the main characters back to life, which I do not love. So unfortunately, this is a no.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a no from me. I have no love for the death game genre overall. all right. We've got Mayonaka Punch, which is, of course, the anime about the vampire and the disgraced YouTube personality, YouTube influencer.
You don't have to say disgraced.
It is a tale as old as time. You know, this influencer supposedly has the most delicious blood in all of the world. And this vampire says that I'll do anything for you if you let me drink your blood. And so her condition is if you help me get to 1 million followers, then you can go ham on my arteries. Yeah, it was all right. It definitely has some nice animation, even for the grounded. I say grounded, it has vampires and shit in it. And they go flying. They do flying and shoot vampire lasers, all the classic stuff that vampires do.
Now, remind me, is the vampire a pedophile?
No, everybody
okay, then it's a yes.
Is, yeah,
it's a
everybody's
yes.
a okay, consenting fine. Adult. That's a yes from me.
I'll, at the very, you know, if the vampire's not a pedophile, fine, I'll take it. Godzilla versus Kong, that's going to be a no. I don't like when those
guys
fight.
That's going to be a yes from me, dog. That movie kicked ass.
That is a big no.
all right.
I don't like when they fight.
Failure Frame. That's a no from me.
Yeah.
This, of course, is the isekai with heavy school shooter vibes.
Seemed bad.
Where a bus full of kids gets isekai'd, and one of them is picked out of the class to get the shittiest power, and everyone turns on him for no other reason other than he has the shittiest power. And then he uses his shitty power, which is actually amazing, to get revenge on them all.
Yeah,
not
just
great.
Classic. Classic persecution complex shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. Quality Assurance in Another World. Now, this is what we're talking about. This is Sword Art Online, but if it wasn't about a Chunibyo.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. The bug tester angle is much, much more interesting. That's a yes. Good stuff.
No longer allowed in another world. This, of course, is the... Oh, God, I'm blanking on his name. What's the character's name? He's a famous author.
It's Osamu Dazai.
Osamu Dazai, thank you. Yes. This is the...
yes, he wrote No Longer Human. He's very famous.
This is the anime isekai about Osamu Dazai going to another world and using his amazing powers of suicide to defeat the Demon King.
Yeah, you know, I caught a little bit of a more recent episode. I only watched the first two episodes to confirm my suspicion that it immediately becomes a big titty harem anime, which it does.
Mm-hmm. Like right away.
Yeah, I caught a clip of a more recent episode, and it's still that, so that's a no.
No from me.
All right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
This is the Seth Rogen produced one. This is a big yes for me. Fucking kicks ass.
Yeah, it looks great. Love it.
It's great. All right. Long Legs.
Yes. Hell yes. Nicolas
Cage.
Yes.
Nick Cage.
Oz Perkins.
Ozzy P. Now, this one kind of fumbled the landing, but I still like it. Nick Cage.
Yeah. Check it out. Okay. We've got... I think that we're both in agreement when I can say that we give a big, big two to Adam Chaplin. Hell yeah.
There are two very good live-action Fist of the North Star movies. The first one is called Fist of the North Star. The second one is called Adam Chaplin. Nuff said.
This is Italian-produced dude punching demons to death with his fist. It's awesome.
Hundreds of beavers.
Big, big recommendation. Hell
this
yeah.
This is maybe the only funny movie made in the last 10 years. Big yes.
Sorry, Warner Brothers. This is the best Looney Tunes ever made.
It is. All right. Red Cat Ramen. This is a no because cats shouldn't cook ramen. I hate it. It makes me sick.
This is a yes from me because these cats can cook ramen. So how about that? It's
fucking disgusting.
This next one, unfortunately, international decree. We have to put sanctions on. Alya hides her feelings in Russian. This is a no for me for so many reasons. The number one being incest.
You could leave it there. Yeah. My no is because this is a ripoff of Alyosha, which is also about a Russian girl going to a school in Japan, except she is an assassin. So it's better. Bye Bye Earth. This is about the single human being who is trapped on the furry planet. I did not like it. The animation's bad and the story makes no sense. And there's like a talking sword or something. It was nonsense. It felt like an incredibly bad bargain bin JRPG instead of a proper anime. Zero.
All right. Zero. Deadpool and Wolverine. I didn't need to see it to give it a zero.
You know, it's not terrible, but it's not good. It's a lot of just very hacky jokes. I'm giving it a no.
Yeah. Okay. Gyaru Cleaning. This is the short-lived Gyaru gag comic, where a hoarder, a high school girl who is a hoarder and lives in piles of her own filth, entraps one of her classmates to come over and clean up, her disgusting, disgusting house.
Oh, yeah. It's the bitch you live like this meme.
Yeah, that's a no from me.
Yeah, no.
No.
Makine, too many losing heroines. This is a harem manga anime, but if the guy was just the rebound for a bunch of different girls. That's it. That's all it is. Some good animation, though.
Yeah.
It's a shame about the other stuff.
I recommend it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Okay, that's a no from me.
All right.
Head Start at Birth.
I wish I had one of those.
The straight white man proclaims.
Hey, don't you know we're the most oppressed?
I've been hearing that more and more recently. Yeah, this seems bad. Seems bad to me.
But just conceptually, I think it's bad. So no.
Yeah, that's a no.
Super Baby.
Okay, Super Baby. Love Super Baby.
Love
Super
it.
Baby is fucking great. Don't have to say any more than that.
Queen among Gyaru comics.
Absolutely. We stan a true queen. Wistoria, Wand and Sword. This is the version of Mashley.
Without jokes.
And actually, without jokes. And also like Black Clover, but without any interesting angle to it. It's just about a guy who has no magic going to Harry Potter land.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
That's a no.
It sucks. He fucking sucks. I hate him. City Hunter. This is the live action. I need to specify. This is the live action movie of City Hunter. It's really good, but it would be much better if they had left some of the, dated 80s stuff in the past. You know, like...
I liked City Hunter when it was called Blade Runner. That's my thing that I do.
That's your, like, I've never read City Hunter voice.
Yeah.
City Hunter's cool. It's cool. I just wish they had just dropped a little bit of, like, the dumb perv thing. Otherwise, it's great.
Yeah. giving it a 12. All right. Of course, we've got Dandadan blowing up.
Dandadan is great.
Been great for years. Incredible. Anime is amazing.
Love Dandadan. Dandadan kicks ass.
Ranma one half.
Now,
zero.
This is a little weird because Ranma one half, of course, is great. They decided to make an unnecessary remake of Ranma half, which is not as great, but it's like still good because it's Ranma.
It's okay because it's Ranma, but no nipples.
No nipples. No nipples is unfortunate.
So that's a zero.
So I guess no. Yeah.
Ranma 120th.
Ranma 120th.
Please save my Earth.
Please save my Earth.
Now, this was one of the 80s OVA that I went in search of when I was trying to do kind of a tailored list of 80s anime. This is the one, of course, about the babysitter and her like bratty neighbor kid that she babysits. But when they both dream, they inhabit the bodies of like alien royalty.
Yes.
Who are in fact like engaged and married to each other.
Yeah. Weird pedo stuff.
Didn't like it. weird stuff.
No, Otto, no.
Tomodachi Game.
Okay, Tomodachi Game. I love Tomodachi Game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the anime will never get another season, unfortunately, but I found this to be an incredible ride. Like, truly one of these, like, gambling death games that like actually pays off the entire time. It is just great. It's really fun. And the main character is one of those guys where like the whole time he's supposed to be like, you're supposed to be ambiguous in whether like this is like a good dude or not, which never works. It never works.
Just make him a piece of shit.
Well, either we know he isn't a good guy, or he's a good guy pretending to be a bad guy, and we know that too, and it sucks. This is the only time it has ever worked. It's fucking great.
All right.
Jujuku. Less said, the better. Jujutsu Kaisen fucking whips.
Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 specifically on this list. Just want to point that out.
Yes, yeah. I know people have problems with how Jujutsu Kaisen ended. I have my own specific problems, but unfortunately, at the end of the day, Jujutsu Kaisen is Jujutsu Kaisen, and it's great.
Yeah. Check it out.
Okay.
Okay, this one we have to make a special exception for. Remember, due to the developer's wishes, we cannot say anything woke or in promotion of feminism when we talk about this next title, and that is Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah, so I'll make it really simple. It's boring.
It is boring.
It's boring.
Boring.
The Rick and Morty the anime. Why? Why? Why?
I do not know. Do not watch it. It is not.
Thumbs down.
Rick and Morty is not good. Anime is not good. They do not come together to make something that is better than their parts.
We did not need this to exist in the world.
Okay.
All right. Now this is now we're getting back into the good stuff.
Ooh boy. Okay. All right. Domu.
Domu. One of the first. It was serialized, but it does read more as sort of a graphic novel style. This is early Katsuhiro Otomo. It's, again, we are back to this is like foundational manga history. This is like load-bearing pillar of the manga medium. Katsuhiro Otomo is fucking fantastic. His early work is incredible. He is not just Akira, people. Read Domu. It's got everything you'd like. It's fucking incredible.
Okay. AX, alternative manga.
Okay.
And this is not just a blanket statement about all alternative, like, indie published manga. This is its own thing.
Yes. AX, alternative manga is a collection of, well, they're not, I mean, they are short stories, but it is sort of a curated collection of short stories that appeared in the publication AX, which was a long-running inheritor of Garo, which was also a alternative manga publication. So it features a lot of the more well-known works and more experimental works that showed up in the magazine. This is not foundational to the medium, because unfortunately manga tends to ostracize anything that is not just like Shonen Jump shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fascinating to read, and it really will open your eyes to the fact that like manga is so much bigger than it tries to be. There's just so much ground it covers. It's fantastic.
All right. Now, I don't remember this next one. This is Demon Academy?
Yes. Demon Academy is fucking awesome. This is, again, not a load-bearing pillar of the manga world, but this is a staple of, like, 80s post Fist of the North Star, like, tough guy manga shit. It's beautiful. It's got big, beefy boys doing crazy 80s anime shit at each other. It's perfect. It is the distillation of all that is great about 80s manga and anime.
Say less, man. That's a yes from me.
That's a big yes.
Oh, wow. And the following up, speaking of big, beefy boys in skimpy outfits, we've got just all of Metal Gear Solid. All of it.
All of it.
Every single one.
Yes. And apparently, now that Solid Snake is in Death Stranding, those are also Metal Gear Solid games. So I guess in light of that, I guess it's a yes.
Enough said. Love you. Love you, Kazu. All right. Next, this is one of mine. We've got Renge to Naruto, which is the Gyaru romance gag comic about a cute girl who inherited a Chinese restaurant from her grandma and the weird nerd who stalks her there. I like this one. I think it's absolutely adorable. I think it's funny when she insists on cooking every meal with a giant jet flame under the wok.
Yeah.
It's a yes
for
me.
Any tension there between the, like, Japanese people making Chinese food?
Well, you have to understand when manga and anime talk about Chinese food, they're already talking about the Japanese subgroup of Chinese adapted dishes. They're not talking about actual Chinese food.
Okay, so like our Chinese food.
Exactly. Yes, very okay. much so.
All right. This is a no for me. I don't like it. Don't like
cooking. He hates Gyaru.
I don't like gals. I love Gyaru. This is just bad.
Well, we've got another Gyaru anime, Star Wars Outlaws.
Star Wars Outlaws. This is the game people hated because it stars gender-bent Han Solo. I didn't hate it. I just thought it was boring, so it's a no.
It's a no for me because I do not like Star Wars.
All right. Gunhead.
This is 100% a recommendation. This is so dope. We were talking about Metal Gear Solid. Everything cool and good that Kojima stole for Metal Gear Solid came from Gunhead. It is a 80s schlock action movie about a ragtag group of salvagers infiltrating a AI-controlled military island base and trying to take control of a giant robot to fight other giant robots. It's awesome.
Basically, everything cool about the anime aesthetic started here.
Yeah.
Essentially. Okay. Terminator Zero. I love Terminator, and this was okay, but I didn't finish it, so I'll still give it a yes. There's some okay stuff.
I have no great attachment to Terminator, and I did not watch it, so that's a no from me.
All right, Shinkalyan, the ad for the Shinkansen.
You know what? Hey, train people need anime too, okay? And if the trains happen to turn into robots, I'm sure that's fine with them. But I'm not a train person. In fact, I believe in the automobile supremacy of the American automakers. Oh, God.
I don't like this anime, but I do like trains, so it's
I
a
do
yes.
like trains. I do not like this anime. That's a no from me. Oh, God.
No,
all
that's
right.
a yes. That's a yes from me.
Oh, that's a yes from you. Okay.
That's a yes from me.
All right. We've got Haite Kudasai Takamine-san, which, as you would all know by now, is getting an anime adaptation in the upcoming spring season.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is the manga about the girl who can turn back time by stripping.
Okay, this, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Zero.
Let's move on.
Hellboy.
All right. This is all of Hellboy, which is 90% good.
If we're doing all of Hellboy, then yes. Big recommendation.
Hellboy is like very close to all good. It's just a little bad in there.
Okay. What about... Oh, man.
Aliens. This is not the movie. This is the comic. This is the Dark Horse Aliens comic that was a direct sequel to the first Alien movie. It's weird, grim, dark 90s comic book shit. I'd say yes, but I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay, everybody. Nate has run out of steam. I have to turn the key in his back before he could do any more anime talk. So I think we're going to call it...
Lies of P style.
Yeah, exactly. Or the monkey.
Yes. Much closer to the monkey.
The Nate monkey has run out of juice. I'm gonna turn his key until he's wound back up. In the meantime, we're going to call this for part one. We'll finish our insane list in the next episode. Wow. Episode 100, part two. Are you excited? That's so exciting.
I am personally on the edge of my seat. I cannot wait to see what happens in part two. I love a good cliffhanger.
I think number 143 will surprise you.
All right, dear and handsome and awesome and amazing listeners, thank you for sticking through us through this exhausting list. We will bring you the conclusion, the exciting conclusion of Anime Death Spiral Year 2 Analysis next week.
Bye. Oh, shit.